talk. I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see it.
Biggie. Yes, indeed. Back again. No Hooks. Hip Hop Chronicles. WEAA 88.9 FM. I'm Jared Ball. David Barney's in the building. Mike Nice is on the other side of the glass, making sure things sound as they're supposed to. And we are back with part two of our conversation with Miss Amanda Seales. AmandaSeales.com for more. Talking specifically about her work with Things I Learned This Week. But and I do want to ask one question about this in a second. But she is also a scholar, a comedian. She does one-woman shows. She's a DJ. She's got that little, that not a little, but enough dose of that overt radicalism to keep people like me, like, really, like, locked in. And she's just all around town. And but specifically, I just want to, you know, I want to highlight very quickly, particularly for our students who end up hearing these programs. And I want to reiterate this point that you mentioned it in the last segment, Amanda, that you edit the work. You not only are the host and the performer and the talent, so to speak, but you do the behind the scenes. You said you self-taught Premiere, I believe it was, and you do the editing of the video. I think that part is as impressive as what you do on camera. So I just wanted to shout you out for that again and make sure any of our students that hear that or anybody out in the community.
You got to get it done, man.
You got to get it done.
Sometimes the only way to get it done is you to do it.
So we were talking about your episode about Baltimore, and I appreciate, because I love the intro, Things I Learned This Week. Yeah. And then you did one for Baltimore.
Baltimore this week.
Yeah. All right. But you had your colleague was involved as well. What's my man's name who was co-hosting that countdown?
Oh, Desmond.
So they started with the countdown for the curfew, which I thought was hilarious. And then you hit all the major points, I think, about the media coverage and race and the underlying stories. So if you just say another word about any of that I just raised or anything else in particular about this episode or how this episode is indicative of what you are trying to do with Things I Learned This Week, please add to that now. Yeah.
I mean, the goal of Things I Learned This Week is to eventually get to a network, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing I will say is there is starting to become a movement and interest of these networks to be, quote unquote, diverse, you know, how can we be a part of the conversation? How can we be, you know, unique and innovative? And, you know, when I'm meeting with these execs, I tell them, you know, a way to be unique and innovative is to actually talk about something for real. Mm. You know, and to actually really engage folks in the conversation, which sometimes means being very sardonic or sarcastic or, egad, direct,
right,
you know, and saying, hey, white people, you know, or saying, hey, black folks, or saying, hey, new black Uncle Tom Coon folks. You know, like, we have to address things directly or else things are not going to get changed directly. Mm. And so Things I Learned This Week, we seek to use humor to do that. And I personally feel like the humor is what really helps people to be receptive in a way that they sometimes can't be when they feel like they're being attacked or they feel like it's too over their heads. And I've been really, really lucky to have a team of folks that understand my point of view and my sense of humor. And we've been trying to make folks laugh and think and change.
Right.
That's the goal.
You know, when we, and a shameless plug here, I want to invite people to check out our mixwhatilike.org, and they can see a longer video interview we did with Amanda about a year or so ago for a student production here in the School of Global Journalism and Communication at Morgan State University, where one of the things that we talked about, and I know we don't have the real time to get into it too deeply now, but I would like you to have to say at least a word about, I really like the way you approach not only being a black woman, but the way you've discussed even the your complexion as a lighter skinned black woman in all of this media landscape and how that has been used or abused or misused or mistreated in the broader context of the struggle around women of color being in media spaces. So I wanted to ask you just to say a word or two about that particular, you know, how you situate yourself or see yourself situated in this landscape.
I mean, I definitely think I'm afforded a certain level of access thanks to, you know, the slave master bloodletting for me. But I really, really, really earnestly hold a responsibility to my sisterhood and to really exposing the fact that we are not a monolith, mm-hmm. and that's not based on our skin color. You know, I think that some people think that the diversity of black women is literally like, oh, there's light-skinned ones, and then there's dark-skinned ones, and then there's brown-skinned ones, and then there's natural, and then there's weed. And, like, that is not, you know, what defines the vast array of experiences and points of view that exist within the black womanhood. And so in my representation of how I speak about us and speak for us, you know, I just really try to be as inclusive and honest about, you know, the fact that I do have, I am afforded a certain level of access, but also that we have a lot of work to do, not only within ourselves, but that the black community has a lot of work to do in terms of its responsibility to black women.
Well, look, Amanda, we only have a couple of minutes left here, really not even that much. I'm wondering if we can get a quick look or a preview. What do you have on the radar for forthcoming editions of Things I Learned This Week? Anything you're looking at in particular that you got queued up already and that we can
well,
get?
Well, we're definitely going to have to show love to Malcolm.
Right,
you know,
right.
Because, listen, there's everybody is special, but some folks are exceptional, you know? So we gotta show love to Malcolm for his work. And also, you know, I am from Grenada. That is my fellow Grenadian brethren.
No doubt.
So, you know, both. Right,
so we going to see you as Maurice Bishop at any point? Like, are we going to see you like, come out? Like,
but, you know, Maurice Bishop, he was a revolutionary, and he also got us an airport. So he did do a lot.
A lot, right. Got an airport.
But we're going to, you know, the goal is always to just not only talk about the serious things, but also talk about some of the more funnier things and, you know, just the silly things that go on. And, you know, I think that's what we're just really, we really, really nailed down what our purpose and our voice is now. And we just are trying to get as many folks on board to spread the word on that, because there's nothing like us anywhere.
Mm. That is true.
Yes, I've been looking, trust me.
Right, that is true. I've been looking too. And there's not much like this, and there's nothing like it going on out there. So anyway, I, for one, am a fan and appreciate Things I Learned This Week, and I hope whatever extent we have influence over people that they become fans too and check out all the episodes. They're all at Things I Learned This Week. It's Things I Learned This Week.
And
go ahead.
Not to cut you,
no,
but
cool.
I have a monthly comedy show that I do with Mark Lamont Hill called Smart, Funny, and Black, and we do it in New York City every last Sunday, but we actually are planning to come out to the D.C. Baltimore area in August, so I will keep you posted on that so you can tell folks to come out and check out that stuff.
We absolutely will, and we will look to be there ourselves and get Bang Stains Panson and VIP But also, real one last thing, I almost forgot to mention, because we always got the hook up. I just also want to give one last quick shout out to Amanda's artistic talents as well. I was fortunate enough to get a nice painting now hanging in my office. She does a lot of great work as well, too. So you are multi-talented. It's all at AmandaSeals.com. Check it out. Amanda, thank you for joining us here at No Hooks.
Thank you for having me, y'all.
All right, everybody. That's Amanda Seals. This is No Hooks, Hip Hop Chronicles. I'm Jared Ball, David Barney, DJ Mike Nice, the super producers, making sure everything sounds like it's supposed to. 8446-HIP-HOP is the number if you want to call and let your voice be heard. 8446-HIP-HOP. And we're online at Twitter at NoHooksWEAA. We want you to check us out there as well. NoHooksWEAA on Twitter. And we'll catch you in the whirlwind. Peace if you're willing to fight for it, as Fred Hampton used to say. Peace, everybody.